Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. You found the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Please remember, bleed blue and white, and always drink blue and light. We're glad you found us. Thanks for joining us, everyone. You found the Keystone Sports Network and our Keystone Kickoff Show. Our promise to you is a full hour of Penn State football talk for you each and every week. Andy Shea joining me in the studio. Kickoff the show, Ross the Boss, Ross Tucker. Ross, how are you doing?
Fantastic. How about yourself? Let's do it. Nobody cares.
No one cares. Exactly. And Bob Flounders. That's the cackle. We're starting it early this week, ladies and gentlemen. He is a Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. And Bob, based on your laugh, you appear to be doing just fine.
I'm doing fine. I was a little taken aback by Ross's comment, but he probably makes a good point.
It is true. Because people driving right now or listening to this while they work out, they really don't care how we're doing. Yeah. Give me my Penn State information, clown. Give me my Penn State information.
All right. Let's get rolling then. Let's give the clowns their their Penn State football information. News and notes are going to be kicked off. Was that a mess up or was it
No,
not?
That was amazing.
I don't know. News and notes are going to kick us off, followed by Tucker's Tape in quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We will continue Russ's breakdown analysis of the 2020 recruiting class in that segment. Quarter three, your questions, his answers. It's Ask Ross, presented by 409tailgateclub.com. And quarter four, more Bob Flounders' top 25 most important Penn State players in 2020. That is our show. That is what we have coming for you come in Penn State Talk. Let's start with news and notes. James Franklin's contract details are out. It took like 6 weeks to get signed.
Two months to get signed.
Did it?
Oh, at least two months. Yeah.
Yeah. Based on the details, maybe you could see a little bit why there was a lot of details.
Yeah.
In there.
I mean, there's a life insurance policy that's involved, and looks like it's a pretty substantial payment on Penn State's end. He did get a raise. I think the way that it's set up, they've created some more money for the coaching pool.
Correct.
I think that's going to be a big factor as he continues to have to replace coaches on a fairly recent basis. I think it's a pretty significant move on Penn State's part. I also, if you take note of the buyout, pretty steep for the first year, but really, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
After he just signed through 2025, the odds of him leaving after I just don't, where's he going to go?
Right.
I mean, how many jobs are better than Penn State's the way that he's built this thing? And Ross, you've talked about him as an NFL coach. I was thinking about it over. I just don't know that he would be a good fit as an NFL coach, nor would what he's really good at
really fit the NFL.
So I'm just wondering how many other jobs would James even consider other than Penn State?
So, Ross has to cough. So I'm going to give – it's a six-year contract. I'll give you a little details. It runs through 2025. He's guaranteed almost $35.5 million. That is one. Okay, Ross is better.
All right. Listen to me.
He gave me the Heisman.
So nobody listening really cares again, but I've been sitting here for 3 minutes ready and excited to talk, and right when Andy comes to me, I had to sneeze. So I back away from the microphone and point at Bob like you got to go. I can't do it.
Hey, you clowns, get to your Penn State football talk, right?
So anyway.
James in the NFL.
Okay, I got a lot to say here, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, I do think his ability as a recruiter and his personality is special when it comes to college football. That said, he is unbelievable as the leader of an organization.
Yep.
And I think that would play out well anywhere. NFL, I had someone joke to me that they think he could be the president of the United States. Like, that's how organized he is. And these are people that have been around a lot of people that they are blown away with his ability to be the leader of an organization. And really, when it comes to it, that's the most important thing of coaching any sport at any level, is being able to be the leader of the organization. So I do think he could do well in the NFL. The next thing is two separate thoughts on the contract. One is, I guess I thought he'd get more money. You know, all this talk about a new deal, a new contract, like the first couple of years, he's making less, right?
Yeah, over the course of the contract, it works out that he's making $600,000 more annually from the deal he signed in 17. If you, when you go over the course of the contract.
Right, I guess I thought it'd be more. I guess I thought, and I know they extended it, and it's more security, and it's $35 million or $38 million or whatever. But I guess I just, in my mind, I thought it'd be more, given that the success they've had, which I also think it's weird. I don't think Penn State fans really understand the success they've had the last 4 years.
That's a good point.
I don't think if you go back through history to have the 4 years they've just had, it's extremely impressive, especially when you consider where they were. The other thing is, I had a friend of mine, close friend, Penn State grad, diehard, all upset about the contract. All upset. It's a great deal for Franklin. Like, why is the buyout only $5 million and it goes down by a year each year? And I just sat there and I thought, I texted him back. I was like, does it really matter? If he wants to leave,
he's going
to
leave.
He's going to be able to leave.
And the other program's going to pay to.
And the other program's going to play. Yeah. I don't think there's very many college football programs that he would rather go to. I really don't. He's, you know, it's hard to build up what he's built up at Penn State now. I think he recognizes from Pennsylvania through the Northeast, they're by far the best program. And you can even throw Maryland in there, that there aren't a lot of other positions or programs where you could go and have the population that they have, the diehard fans. It's a unique opportunity. And he's from here, and they have the resources. Frankly, I think if he left, it would be for the NFL. I don't think he would leave for a college job. It would be like a Matt Rule for the NFL. But I would just ask, like, if you're a fan, why do you care about the buyout?
Yeah.
Who cares? I'm not allowed to swear on this because we do this on radio too, but like, who gives a you-know-what? I mean, about the buyout. I just don't understand people that get all worked up about it. And frankly, my takeaway was I thought he'd be getting more money than that.
So a couple little more details about it. There is a retention bonus that he gets, $500,000 the first year, $300,000 each subsequent year after that. His base salary, this was a flip. So his base salary in the contract he signed in 2017 went from $1.5 million down to $500,000. So that, and they put more of the money into the television, radio, and Nike contract part of it. So essentially the university at the same time also freed up more money to pay assistants and support staff by lowering his base salary, right? That the base salary is what counts against the number, the budget number. So they freed themselves up on that front. Basically he became probably, I don't know all the details, at one of the top five coaches paid in the country, and is at $7.3 million annually when you work it all out. Do you think he's a top five coach in the country and deserves paid as a top five quarterback?
If he's not top five, he's awfully close. I think he's built it definitely top 10 for sure. And I think you can make an argument with all that he does and where he's brought this program from and who he's competing against in the Big Ten. I would say probably top five is about right.
He is without question a top five coach. Who are the coaches that are better? Dabo Sweeney, you could argue. I think that's a good argument. Nick Saban, you could argue. I think that's a good argument. Who else are we talking about?
Where would you put him up against when you talk about Lincoln Riley? Would you say he's better, similar?
Oh, I would say Franklin's a better coach. And I would say that because you got to go back to what he did at Vanderbilt. He had back-to-back, was it 10-win seasons or 9-win seasons at Vanderbilt?
9-win seasons.
That's crazy. Then he comes to Penn State and does what he's done. Lincoln Riley inherited Bob Stoops' team, which included Baker Mayfield. I think Lincoln Riley is a fantastic play caller and designer. game planner. I'm not sure he would do as well if he went somewhere else. I don't know how great of a recruiter he is. You know, they've had three straight transfer quarterbacks there.
Yeah.
And so he's had success with guys that are talented enough to be number one overall pick quarterbacks. But I would take Franklin.
Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We are your source for Penn State football news and analysis 52 weeks a year. We never stop talking Penn State football. We're plowing on in quarter number one. News and notes, we're done talking about James Franklin's paycheck. So reports at the NFL Combine, I want to get your opinion on this, Ross, have KJ Hamler not running the 40-yard dash at the Combine. Does this matter, Ross, or does it not matter?
I think it matters for him.
He's just got to be healthy when he runs.
Yeah, I mean, when you're 5'9", 175, you got to be fast.
Got to be fast.
And everybody already knows he's quick. But what I would say is, for the NFL, like, if you're drafting him, you're drafting him because he's a fast guy. This sounds stupid, but fast guys have to be fast. You know what I mean? Like, if he runs a 4.5, they're going to be like, what? And there's a lot of good receivers. Mm. And there's a lot of good, really fast receivers. And he's smaller than all of them.
Yeah.
All of them. So I talked with Greg Cosell. He'll be on Friday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast talking about Hamler. Did not think that Hamler was crazy explosive or fast. Thought he had rare change of direction and quickness. Sees him as a slot receiver who has rare change. I mean, that one play, was it Maryland? But there were like four guys there, and he made them all look dumb.
Silly.
Yes. I really like that. I really like making people look dumb. Or when other people do, anyway. So anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah. Andy, I was going to say. Andy, I'm not talking about. Andy, I wasn't looking at you, okay?
You weren't.
I wasn't looking at you. No, but in all sincerity, yeah, he's got to run fast. So it's okay that he'll do it the pro day, but he better be fast in the
March
pro day.
March 17th. So he's got more than 6 weeks to make sure he's ready to go. And that'll make it a lot more pro day a lot more interesting because he's run sub 4.3 up at Penn State, according to them.
All right, one more quick note before we get out, just to let you know that Penn State hired former defensive end Deion Barnes and former offensive lineman Wendy Laurent as graduate assistants on their staff. They're Franklin guys, right?
Sure.
Franklin guys, so he's starting to hire some of them. That's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. Tucker's Tapes coming up next.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.